Ready to go. Showtime.
Sure.
Okay. Monday night, August 15th, Yud Beis Av, Sefer Achinuch Shir, Lika Parshas Veschanan. After listening to Kinos and saying Kinos yesterday during Tisha B'Av, I was actually bothered by a question. Yesterday we heard some beautiful explanations by a Rav, or by Glasser, and he was talking about how the spiritual level of the Jewish people, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, was on such a higher level, and the spiritual potential that was there was on such a higher level that a person could wake up, and this is what it says in Chazal, a person could come in the morning feeling all upset because they think they might have done an Avera. Then you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden you see the Kohanim, you see the Levim, you bring a Korban, and all of a sudden you feel better. There was a certain completion, there was a certain thing that made ourselves better by just having a Beis HaMikdash. So, I'm not disputing anything that was said, but just have a very, very simple question. So then, how do we be guilty of all the Averas that the Gemara says? The Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash we were guilty of Shfichus Damim, murder, Gili Arayos, morality, and Avodah Zarah, idolatry. If we have this Beis HaMikdash, how do we not... And it's got this whole idea to help us out. How did it not help us out as far as an Avera? So, you know that with Parshas Veschanan, of course it's going to connect to the Sefer Achinuch Shir, with all these mitzvos of Lima Torah, Avas Hashem, Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and so on. Of course, the mitzvah that I'm going to start with is the mitzvah of, mitzvah Tav Chav Dalet, Shalom Lenasos Novi Emes Yoser Midai, that we shouldn't test the Novi more than we have to. And as the Sefer Achinuch formulates it, in Shalom Lenasos Yoser Midai HaNovi HaMiyaser Es HaYa'am, you shouldn't test the Navi who is rebuking the nation too much, and Amalanim Darchei Tshuva, and is teaching the ways of repentance. Achar Sheneida Amisas Nevuaso. Once we know the truth of his Nevuah, in other words, once we know that this person is a Navi MS, he's somebody who's reputable, we shouldn't start asking, is he really telling the truth? Is he really right? Maybe he's losing his touch. Shenavazed Nermar Lo Nenas Lo Senasus Hashem Elokeichem. You should not test Hashem, your God, Kasher Nisisem B'Masa, like you tested him in the place of Masa. Kolomar Lo Senasu Gemuli Hashem the Anashav Shodiyalachem. Don't test the ways of Hashem and his punishments that Shodiyalachem that he made known to you Ayodei Neviav through his Neviim Al Sacha Tisapku Bahem, to the point where you're actually in doubt whether it's going to be happening or not. And this brings up that question. We're going to make the question even stronger because at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, not only do we have the Beis HaMikdash, but we had Yirmiyahu HaNavi himself, who came and gave us Tochacha. In fact, I'm going to read to you what it says in Sefer Yirmiyahu in Perek Chavav. It says, V'amarta Alehem, you should say to them, Ko Amar Hashem, Im Lo Sishmu Elai, if you don't listen to me, to go in the ways of my Torah, asher nasati lifnechem, that I gave before you, lishmo al divrei avadai hanaviim, to listen to the words of my servants the Nevi'im, asher nochi sholeach lachem, that I am sending to you, vihashkem v'shaloach, v'lo shmatem, came up early in the morning, I sent them, and you didn't listen, v'nosati esabayis hazeh kishilo, I'm going to turn this Beis HaMikdash like Shiloh. Shiloh was the Mishkan in the times of or beginning of Shmuel HaNavi's life, and that Mishkan was destroyed. Veseir Hazos, in this city, etain leklola, I will make it a curse, the whole Goyi Haaretz, that all the nations of the land, all the other nations, they wanted to curse somebody, they'll say, oh, you'll be like Yerushalayim, the city which was destroyed. Horrible to say it, but Yirmiyahu said it. Now, what happens when Yirmiyahu says this? Well, it says, Vayhi kechalos Yirmiyahu, ledaber is called asher tivo Hashem, ledaber la'am. It was when Yirmiyahu finished to say the words that Hashem commanded him to speak to the people, and all the Kohanim, the Nevi'im, and all the nation grabbed him, Lamor, saying, Most to most, you should die. Why did you prophesy in the name of Hashem to say that this house is going to be like Shiloh? And the pasuk continues, Vaikahel Kolamas Yirmiyahu, Beveis Hashem. They all surrounded him, they gathered him around him to kill him. You have Yirmiyahu HaNavi. You have a Beis HaMikdash. How could we have a Chorban? So I think the answer we can find is by a very, very profound comment mentioned in the Sefer Achinuch in this mitzvah of Lo Senasu. Once we get an understanding of Lo Senasu, Then we're going to show how this could perhaps tie in to some of the more familiar mitzvos of Veschanon, Avas Hashem, Mezuzah, Tefillin, and so on. So the first thing that the Sefer Chinuch says that I'm going to bring down is the following. It says, Lefisha b'nisayun ha-yosar b'nevi ha-emes yimatzei ha-hefsed. The greatness of having Nevi'im also leads to the bad part. Meaning, having Nevi'im is a wonderful thing. And having Nevi'im is also not a wonderful thing. Why? Ki pe'amim yachlaku alav mitoch kach. Because sometimes, because the Nevi'im is so great, other people are going to argue with him. And who are these other people? B'nei Adam ha-mekanim bo. People who are jealous of him. And that it pains them that this Navi has gotten so high and reached such a madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with them and to the Navi and not to them. So you see first that right here that Navi Sheker, there's a certain personal motivation for a Navi Sheker necessarily to contradict a regular Navi. And what we're seeing over here is that Nevi'im, who were jealous of a real Navi, would just go ahead and say something to contradict him, just to kind of put the other Navi down. Now, you might say, well, okay, I got Yirmiyahu and I got Joe Shmo the Navi over here. Why should I listen to Joe Shmo the Navi over Yirmiyahu Navi, who is a proven person? So the Sefer Chinuch goes on to say that the truth is, you know, getting nevuah is not like a switch. You know, like you have a Havdil, you have a superhero. So we know that Superman, what's it called, wants to get his power. So he goes ahead and does what he needs to get his power. Superheroes have this certain thing that turns on their power and turns it off. A Navi's got no switch. A Navi has to put himself in a certain area, and Kadosh Baruch Hu either comes to him or doesn't come to him. And Navi doesn't control how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to him or not. A Navi could do the same avoda, the same concentration and meditation on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, and get a nevuah which says, do this, say this, and I'll bring you a proof and I'll show everybody that's going to happen right away. And sometimes a Navi doesn't get that. You might get a simple message and says, go tell the people this, but I'm not going to give you a proof. So when you have somebody who doesn't always have the proofs backing it up, you have to rely on the public trust. But when you have people who go ahead and through their own personal motives do things to erode that trust, do things to break that foundation of believability, then all of a sudden the words of the Navi aren't going to necessarily resonate within the people. And being a Navi Sheker has an advantage. You can say whatever you want, whenever you want, because you're making it up anyway. To be a Navi Emes, you could only say something when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you. And if you prepare yourself for Navu and Hashem doesn't come to you, guess what? You can't say anything.
Yeah.
Well, he had to prepare himself, though. Right, Bilam actually prepared himself. It says that, you know, in the psukim, it says, Vayelech Shefi, the first time that he went by himself and he did whatever preparations that he needed to do. So here, even though we had a Beis HaMikdash, and even though we had Nevi'im, but you had Nevi'i Sheker who, motivated by their own desires, motivated by their own internal workings, were able to go ahead and break that invincibility of the Nevi'im, put doubt into the people's minds, and ultimately, Yirmiyahu wasn't listened to. Yirmiyahu was treated terribly.
Undermined the institution.
Yeah, undermined it, exactly. Undermined it, and in Yirmiyahu's case, they undermined him and undergrounded him. They threw him into a jail underground, and they wanted to kill him. It was only because they stuck up for him that they actually kept him alive. So, fascinating thing. But you see something else in the Sefer Chinuch that I wanted to just bring out, is that it's not just the fact that a Navi Sheker can undermine a Navi Emes, but what the Sefer Chinuch says motivates the Navi Sheker, and that is your own personal feelings and your own personal negios. And this could really go ahead and lead to undermining something which should be for us a foolproof thing. But it's like what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Hakina v'ataiva v'hakavod motzinis adam in olam. Desire, jealousy, and honor, pride, they take a person out of the world. They also took us out of Yerushalayim and put us into Galus. So we don't have Nevi'im. We lost that opportunity. On one hand, it's true, Chazal tell us that Nevi'im are also there to balance out the lure of Avodah Zarah. Once the lure of Avodah Zarah was taken away, we don't need the Nevi'im, but still, we don't have as much those spiritual guides that are there. So how do we survive? How are we supposed to go ahead and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Spent the whole day yesterday listening and saying, you know, door that doesn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in his time, well, it's as if they destroyed it. Well, how can we go ahead and do it? So I think an answer we can find, again, it's not a foolproof answer, and it's not an answer that's going to be like that. My solution to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is not for sale, and it's not necessarily one that's going to work better than anybody else for the past 2,000 years. But all I can do is I can read the words of the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of tefillin, and this can give us a little bit of an insight in terms of what we need to do in the absence of Nevi'im, in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, keeping us focused. On the mitzvah Tav Chaf Aleph, l'haniach tefillin alayah, to put tefillin on, the Sefer HaChinuch brings the following shorish as to what the purpose of tefillin is. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, l'fisha adam biyoso bal chomer, a person, man is a physical person, yimashech bechreach achar tavos, will certainly be drawn after his desires. Ki chein teva hachomer, because that's the nature of physical people, levakesh kol aneos eilav ve'arev, to seek after what's good for him and what's pleasurable. Kisus kifered ein havin, like a horse and a mule who don't really understand. Imlosha nefesh echanan ohakel, without if we not have the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that would be just a plain, pure physical thing, and doing what Sefer HaChinuch says, like an animal, just doing what you want for pleasure. However, what happens? What does a Kaddish Baruch Hu do? Lachin, hitzricha al kopanim laharbe shomrim. Therefore, this nefesh that we have needs many guards, l'shomer mishchein ra, to protect it from its bad neighbors, in other words, the Yetzer Hara, or the physicalness inside of us, so the physicality won't come and get up and kill out the neshama. And the fact that it's in its boundaries. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us merits with the holiness. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring to place great guards around the neshama. And what are the guards? V'heim. Shenitztaveinu l'val nafsek medivrei Torah mipinu yom v'layla. Number one, we're commanded that we shouldn't stop learning Torah day and night. Meaning we should spend time during the daytime, spend time during the nighttime learning Torah. That's one of our guards. V'shenitin arba tzitzios parba kanfos ksusenu. And to put four tzitzis on the corners of our clothing, representing what we wear. Umezuzah b'fischeinu, and the mezuzah on our doors, where we live. V'hatfilin b'yadeinu, uveroshenu, and the tefillin on our hand, representing our actions. And the tefillin on our head, representing our thoughts. V'hakol l'hazkirenu, and all of this is to remind us, in order that we stop from pressing our hands, and this is in order to that we don't go after our eyes and after our yitzhara. So what do we see over here? In order to protect ourselves from the things that motivated the generation of the Khurban not to listen to the Nevi'im, we were given some very basic mitzvos. Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis. It's interesting that this parsha, Parshas Vayeschanan, is always read right after Tisha B'Av. And right after we have the whole Churban, we have all these other mitzvos. Why all these other mitzvos? Perhaps it's to internalize the idea that was brought up by the Sefer HaChinuch. It's our desires. It's our Yetzer Hara, sometimes our wanting to jealousy or wanting to undermine people who we think are over us and don't deserve it, that pushes us forward to sin. Come these mitzvos, and these mitzvos tell us, stop for a second. Here are the reminders. Wherever you go, remember, in our tefillin we have Shema Yisrael, which talks about Yichud Hashem, talks about Avas Hashem, and it also talks about, at the end, Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we all know showed the Hashgacha Pratis, God ruling over the world. When you're able to internalize these, then things like Kinnah and Taiv and Kavod, they're not going to overtake you, but rather these will protect you. And with that, hopefully we'll be able to turn this Shabbos Nachamu into not just a weekend, but real nechama, real comfort. Sure.